Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. A new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. Na, 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 na. World won't get no better. We gotta change it now, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
I know you said it, girl.
Jimmy
Dale. Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo. Break it up.
We share and care with love all through the land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate. We give, showing others how to live. We care and share with love all through the land.
Good evening, good night, good morning, good afternoon. You're waking up with Linda McShann, and it is Mindful Monday. And we're going into our community connect today on Mindful Monday, and we have a wonderful individual coming in with us who's going to give us some community update that's running for the state senate, and it is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful individual. But before we get going out there, I'd like to say to all of our listeners in Japan, Austria, United Kingdom, and many, many other places, and you here too, the worst mistake you can make is to give up on yourself and stop challenging yourself for fear of failure. Keep moving forward with a firm eye on the future, telling yourself, I'll start from today. I'll start fresh and new from this very moment. And for those of you out there concerned with your health, tomorrow, September 26th, is the Super Bowl of Diabetes. I hope you registered. You need to get this education and information. And the Dr. Glenda Davis is going to update you. She's going to talk about resolve, resilience, and revival. We're going to wipe off the common mistakes and to discover the secret ways to defeat diabetes. I hope you registered. You do not want to miss out on this. And before we bring in my beautiful, beautiful friend, John Yee, I'm just going to give you a reminder to be mindful of him. And he's going to give us some community information and let us know everything that he's doing so that you can be mindful, do your research, get out there, jump in the pot, support, assist, and push him on through.
Because they want more.
smoking in their easy chairs, on a fat cigar without a care. But that's what makes the world go round, the up and down, the carousel, changing people sits around, go underground, young man.
Right, people make the world go round. And this show has been sponsored by CUC, an organization that helps you reach your goals in education, training, community, and collaboration. We have with us this evening John Yee. That is why John Yee, my friend, that's going to give us some update on Community Connect. Let us know what he's talking about. John Yee, welcome in. How are you this evening?
I am doing amazing. Good to be on your show yet again. Thank you so much, Linda.
Well, you've been here before. We appreciate you coming back. We know you're busy out there. And before I get going, you know, listeners, you know, it's that time to put the right people in that's for the people. And you hear voices out there. The voices get the attention, but it's the heart that makes it happen. And John Yee has his heartbeat for the people. I know, I travel around with him. The spirit, the heartfelt feeling, and everyone that's in his company has the same spirit that he has. This is the person you want to listen to, think about, and I'm just going to praise you like that because I feel very, very, very honored to be able to, like, travel with you and assist you and support you in any way that I can. And we're glad that you are back with us this evening and give us some updates. So I'm going to be quiet over here. Tell us about yourself. I know you told us before, but give us some background here.
Thank you. Thank you. No, it's an honor to be here, really. So, to your listeners, my name is John Yee. I am a candidate for the California State Assembly here in Los Angeles. Our communities, if you kind of think of the urban core of Los Angeles, the downtown and sort of the neighboring communities, that is our district. We are the urban center of LA. And so for the past about 6 months, I have been doing my campaign, going out, talking to the community. And I got to say, Linda, you know, two issues come up pretty constantly. And I think it's no coincidence that are these two issues. And so today I really want to talk about housing and transportation. And if you think about it, these are the two issues that hits everyone's pocketbook the most. This is what you pay your daily, you know, rent on. It's what you pay your gas bills on. So, you know, this is what eats up a lot of our wages. And so I think it's really important to be narrowly focused on these two issues and how they impact us. And, you know, if you think about it, these are things we do every day. You know, we live and sleep in our home, such as housing. You know, we go to work, we go to school, we go to our doctor's visit. That's transportation. And I got to say, more and more, these two things are becoming more expensive here in Los Angeles and especially in our district. And so I'll first start with housing. You know, I think this is happening across Los Angeles, and I would say across California, where we are seeing more and more of our market-rate housing being built in our immigrant and low-income communities, while we're losing more and more of our middle-to-low-income housing. And as a result, the math really isn't working for our neighborhoods. Sure, we're building housing like we need to, but oftentimes it becomes unaffordable once it's built. And there is an impact to this kind of development. Just recently, LA City Controller Mejia, he produced, so he's a gentleman who sort of collects all this data and builds transparency and accountability in our city. And he created a map that showed pretty much the eviction hotspots in the region. And our district is dead center for one of those hotspots for evictions. You know, we're a district of 80% renters, you know, and so we're feeling the squeeze. And again, this isn't just a feeling in our district, but across LA and across California, more and more people are not able to afford rent. But the irony is that there is immense wealth, though, still being generated through these kind of developments, whether it's a housing development, whether it's a commercial development. But those that are benefiting from this kind of wealth generation isn't our neighbors, isn't the people in our community, the people outside our communities. And as a result, what you're seeing is a lot of there's a real big impact when you start really investing and using corporate and high sort of commercial development as a means of making money. And one of the big impacts that happens to our community is there's less and less investment in our public spaces. You know, oftentimes I say that, you know, a key to a healthy multiracial democracy is requiring people to mix in public spaces like our public parks, our public schools, our public libraries, our subway stations, and our sidewalks. But as a result of this crazy development that's happening in our community, a lot of these public spaces are disappearing, and instead what we're getting is private corporate malls, shopping centers, large apartments that have amenities for its residents. And these become our sort of de facto public spaces. But oftentimes, these are the very same spaces that are over-policed, and they over-police our Black and brown Angelenos, and only serve those with money. And so there are consequences when we really have this kind of crazy rapid development that is leaving a lot of our community members behind. And so I'm going to go on to next to the second issue, which is transportation, like we talked about. You know, one thing that makes me really proud about our community, about our district, is 18% of our district is transit riders. That's compared to the 4% county average. And so we have a lot of residents who rely on the public transit system to get about their daily lives. And in a way, we are mimicking what a modern urban city should be like, multimodal, dense, and diverse. But yet, there hasn't been too much investment when it comes to our buses and trains, making them more reliable, making them more regular and safe and clean. And also, what's happening right now is depending on how much money you make, your transportation bill will look different. You know, a lot of folks out there who have 9-to-5 jobs, you know, they're able to stay at home and work because of the pandemic now. People, because of technology, people don't even have to leave their home. But on the other hand, we have a lot of our working class Angelenos, our essential workers, we call them during the pandemic, our grocery store workers, our nurses, you know, people who, you know, work in our public sectors. You know, they still have to go to work. They still have to drive and pay for gas and pay for transit. We eventually even come to a system in a society where if you have enough money, you can order other people to move around for you, whether it's delivering your food, delivering your groceries, or even driving you through an Uber or Lyft to where you need to go. And so with technology now, transportation is even stratifying, you know, how people move based on their income. And, you know, for me, that is not a way to build a modern democracy. That is not how to build society. We all need to be, you know, moving in similar systems together. That way, again, for a healthy multiracial democracy so that we mix and mingle together. And I think that is what's so beautiful about public transit. And so these two issues, housing and transportation, they're intricately connected. You know, one cannot really happen without the other. And an example I often give is like, you know, in LA, things are getting so expensive in LA County, people are now forced to leave the county to live outside the county, but all the jobs that pay well are still here in LA. And so people are trekking 3-hour-long commutes to get to work and then leave the county. And how does that make any sense? On the other hand, you know, you can have the best, you know, public transit system in the world, but if the working class people can't live near their stations, what good is that system? And so, you know, I think it's going to be really important that we have leaders, policymakers, people who design our cities that really see this as a systems issue, as housing and transportation being interwoven. And, you know, as a candidate for myself, that is something that I've been really intentional about, is talking about not just transportation by itself, but transportation and housing. And so for me, those two things cannot be decoupled. And, you know, I really hope your listeners, you know, this is something I'm sure your listeners intuitively understand. Everyone understands this, right? We live where we live, and a lot of times those decisions are based on whether we can get to school, whether we can get to work, whether we can see our family. And so yeah, I kind of wanted to talk about those two issues today and then uplift them as critically important. So anyone who's listening, if you're going to elect someone or you're going to run for office yourself, really ask and challenge those two issues together. I would encourage you to do that.
Well, I can tell you one thing. That's why we have you on here. As I stated before, ye bad, you move with your heart and you move for the people. And you're absolutely correct. The policymakers have to keep all of this in mind. And the public spaces, you know, that are getting smaller, you know, with as many riders and housing and things, that's really something that we really, really need to have someone, those policymaker there that's going to be really sensitive to that. And I know you moving with your heart, as I say, do your research out. That's why you're on. That's why we tell the listeners to research, to find out who is going to be out there for you and your families. Just do not go and just check a box because you've seen it a few times or you've heard the name. You have to research. Like I said, the voice gets the attention, but it's the heart that gets the work done. So my suggestion is listen very closely to John Yee and others that speak in the same manner that he does so that you can get the right people in the right places to put in the right policies that we need here. It's very, very, very important. I'm just smiling over here. I just love hearing you explain. And there's other issues that you talk about, but housing and transportation is one. You go across the board, environmental, everything. And and all of the initiatives that you're working on, what you're trying to put out there is very important. And it is right. We should have a diverse democracy here, and it's real lopsided, if that's a good word to put it. You know how I do. I don't like to mix it up. It's just lopsided, and it's only working one side. And the persons that are benefiting from it are not the persons that are experiencing it. I have to actually get out there and do this every day. Mm-hmm. So they're lining their pockets, okay? But using their voices to say what this can do, but not really moving with their hearts to make sure that it's done, and it's done for the people, not for the pockets, okay? Not for the pockets, and I don't want to get started. You know, I'll jump on my pulpit over here. But we are rooting for you. There are some interesting things coming up. You're having fundraisers out there, you know, volunteers, people get involved, okay? It's someone that's out there moving for you. Any help, any voice, any call that can be made, any donation, you know, we're putting it out there. It takes dollars to make everything happen, okay? Nothing is free. Mm-hmm. And when you have someone that's out there and that's speaking on your behalf and that's moving on your behalf from their heart, not just putting those words out there, there's a difference. You want to really pay attention to that. And that's my bit that I want to put in. I know that you're very, very busy. Things are happening. And we're going to have you coming back as some things that are happening. I think it's this week. Persons have endorsed you. There will be a few more endorsements going on. And I would like to be present and be a part of that. I've had the pleasure of sort of like traveling around with Mr. Yee, and he's a beautiful, wonderful, knowledgeable, heartfelt spirit out there. So you're going to come on many, many more times. I want to give that open slot to you because each day we find out that there's another change that needs to be made. And we want you to keep us abreast of that for this community connect, because not only for this community, as you say, we're like the urban core and the center, but we speak for all centers and all cores and all people. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, we're all connected in here the same. We're all interconnected here. So what happens on this side, as we used to say in the south of the track, can happen on the other side of the track also. So what we want to make sure is that those rails are running equally through all sides, no matter what. And I'm looking at you as the person that can get that job done. So if I may praise you the way that I do, because that's the way I feel, and I'm going to put it out, and we're going to ask you again. You will come back several times and give us some update on this. And we appreciate you. We appreciate you taking out the time to come on and give us this information, because it's important. This is our lives, people. okay? And as I say, we're interconnected. And if you don't think it's affecting you today, 2 days later, you could be on the other side of those tracks experiencing the same thing. And with this gas prices as high, we need to have this transportation rolling so that if you want to park it and save a little bit, you can do that and you'll feel comfortable. You're on clean trains and you're safe. And it's very, very important that that happens. I'm just so glad that you have taken out the time, that I've had the honor of meeting you, working with you, traveling with you, and seeing your spirit, because you move from your heart, and that's what's going to get the job done. And we're for you over here. So you got our push. So if we're behind you, don't worry about it, okay? Because we're going to put it out there. That's what we do.
Thank you so much, Linda. I appreciate it. And for your listeners, if you want to learn more, you can go to my website. It's www.johnforassembly.com. And that's four spelled F-O-R, johnforassembly.com. And really, thank you, Linda. It's amazing getting to know you and to be on your show. So I appreciate the space and time.
We appreciate you, and we're going to be rallying behind you. That's John Yee. Keep it in mind. Stay Senate. Don't forget about it. This is the one you want out there in that seat for you, because the job will get done. That's all I have to say. Mr. Yee, thank you. Enjoy your evening. We love you, and we appreciate you for giving us something to be mindful of with the Community Connect. We love you. Have a wonderful evening.
Thank you. Love you, too. Good night.
Good night.
Oh, oh, yeah. My, 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 my. People get ready. There's a train a-coming. You don't need no baggage. You just get on board. All you need is faith to hear the diesels humming. You don't need no ticket, you just thank the Lord. So people get ready, there's a train to Jordan picking up passengers from coast to coast. Faith is the key. Open up the doors and boredom. There's hope for all among those who love the most. Oh, there ain't no room for the hope. Just thank the
you're listening to a Mindful Monday, short and sweet, Mr. John Yee just shared with us his take on housing and transportation. That's just two of his things out there. Get busy, volunteer, do your research, study your nominated candidates. You want to put someone in those seats that's going to get the job done for you. Policymakers are the ones that make it happen. We're change agents. But we move from change agents to change makers, and that is very, very important. And the two topics that he spoke on, housing and transportation, it is imperative that you put the right persons in that seat. So we're going to say to you, be mindful, keep your mind open, stay safe, stay aware, stay kind, and more so, be good to yourself. We'll be back on Tele Tuesday with Ms. Stephanie Haynes. We're going to call it an evening. Keep this in mind and have a wonderful, wonderful Monday.
Others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.